Hello, boys and girls. This is chapter 35 of James and the Giant Peach. Round and round and upside down went the peach as it plummeted towards the earth, and they were all clinging desperately to the stem to save themselves from being flung into space. Faster and faster it fell, dying and dying and dying, racing closer and closer to the houses and streets below, where it would surely smash into a million pieces when it hit. And all the way along Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue and all along the other streets in the city, people who had not yet reached the underground shelters looked up and saw it coming. And they stopped running and they stood there staring in a sort of stupor at what they thought was the biggest bomb in all the world falling out of the sky onto their heads. A few women screamed. Others knelt down on the sidewalks and began praying aloud. Strong men turned to one another and said things like, "I guess that this is it, Joe." And, "Goodbye, everyone, goodbye." And for the next 30 seconds, the whole city held its breath, waiting for the end to come.